Welcome back to the REI Marketing Weekly. It's your host, Josh Culler with Culler Media and REI.video. And today we've got a special guest on the show. His name's Chris Lawrence. He is out of Rochester, New York. Chris, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Josh, for having me. Looking forward to, adding some value and, sharing some of our marketing stuff.
Yeah, for sure. So Chris was actually introduced to me from a mutual friend of ours and got us connected. And so you're actually the second New York person that I've had within the last couple of episodes. So we're going to make it work, right? Like New York, great. And I've only, the only other New Yorker I've had on the show, Jeremiah Dalton out of Suffolk County. And so this is going to be great though. And the last person was also introduced to us by the same person. But I'm excited to have Chris on the show because we're going to be talking about some specific things about SEO and how he's building his credibility to his site in order to be able to bring leads in, generate them, and actually close deals. And the little techniques, the little things here and there that he's doing in order to do that. Because when you think building credibility with your website and SEO, you think keyword optimization, maybe it's blogs and articles, but there's a lot of other different things that actually feed that algorithm when it comes to building credibility with your site. So Chris, I'm going to allow you to just go ahead and introduce yourself. I don't know you personally very well, so I'm excited to jump into the show with you to be able to learn a little bit more about what you got going on with your business. But I do want you to introduce yourself. So tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do in your business, and then we're going to go ahead and just jump right into it. So go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So name's Chris Lawrence. We live in Rochester, New York. Real estate investor. I've been doing it full time since this past January. Been investing in real estate for about 3 to 4 years. So recently, just started doing it full time. Like I said, we do buy, fix, and sell flipping. We do wholesaling and acquiring rental properties. We've done about from the time I started to now, we've done about 20 transactions. And I think that's been a combination of flips, wholesales, rentals, and that sort of stuff. So. We're really diving into the content marketing and building authority and that online presence that we, didn't have and lacked for, we just started back in January, February. So
sure thing.
The marketing side.
Awesome. Very cool. So let's go ahead and jump into some of the marketing tactics that you're doing in your business. So before we jump into the show here, you did mention things about SEO and filling some of the credibility and feeding that over to your website in order to bring those leads in. So I am very curious about the market that you're in, specifically the Rochester market. I don't know it very well. There's very few markets in the Northeast that I actually know, like the marketing that works. And I know New York is one of those things that, a lot of people do this too. They try to like stay away from New York and different things, but you're obviously like, you got your grounds in there. You've got an establishment there. So talk to us a little bit about what you're doing in your marketing and we'll kind of tailor the conversation in whatever way it is that you're doing your marketing in.
Yeah. So I guess when I first started my marketing, didn't really know much about marketing at all. And, from doing it part-time to full-time, like, okay, I need to be able to generate leads and deals. And when I was doing it, part-time, I was getting some from foreclosure, was getting some from just, I like to go out and network and just, building a network of people, wholesalers will bring me deals. I'm like, okay, that's great. We're doing one, two here, there, but we need to be able to streamline and build a pipeline of deals. And then, so we started, doing text message marketing and it just didn't really align with like what I was doing because people are like, who are you? What are you doing? Like, I'm like, I know who I am. I'm like, I'm a great person. I'm trying to help you. And when I was doing that, it just felt like I was like the worst person on earth, trying to, pull one over on them. And I'm like, man, that's not what I'm trying to do. Like, I genuinely like to, help people. I get a helper's high and I'm like, how can we do this? And then I think I found, Carrot, Trevor through social and kind of all the people that, associate with him. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to jump on this Carrot thing. So I jumped on Carrot, we got the site, we did the concierge service, just building the SEO, just learning what it's all about and building that credibility and, through pay-per-click, SEO, Google My Business, and just a lot of these credibility things that I'm like, man, those just have aha moments. Like, myself as a consumer, like, you want to have reviews, you want to have, just different things like what you provide, just content, being out there and always, available when someone needs you, and I was watching a video with you and Trevor and you're like, your online is like your salesman that's working for you 24/7, and I'm like, that is so true.
Yeah, for sure. So I've been a really big fan of Google My Business for a very long time. I personally feed Google My Business. And then also I have clients that we work with that feed Google My Business on a consistent basis. And I talk about it all the time. There's very few times where you'll actually like, if I'm talking about like really good ninja tricks to bring leads in, Google My Business is one that I reference a lot because I know people that are actually doing it get good results. So like, what are you doing with Google My Business? I know that's something you kind of skimmed over, but go a little bit more in depth. Like what kind of content are you feeding there? Are you pushing for reviews? What does your profile look like? And just talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I truly believe in Google My Business. So I'll give you a little bit of a case study. So, we've been doing Google My Business for, I don't know, 4 or 5 months. We have like almost 50 reviews. I want to get 100, awesome. You know, over the first of the year. So that's customer reviews, you know, just character references, just kind of who I am as a person, you know, I'll upload photos and that sort of stuff, every day and just projects that we're doing, you know, meet my team. I just uploaded one on core values after watching a video, with you and Trevor. But I was at a property that we're buying that we'll be able to wholesale. The seller found us through our pay-per-click, and then went over to our Google My Business. She's like, oh my God, I thought I was looking, going through a lot of different investors, but I saw you had 50 reviews. And she's like, I stopped looking because like, I almost thought your reviews were fake. So I had to figure out, you know, what you were about. And so I'm like, man, that is how many leads am I missing out on because I don't have more reviews or just more credibility or more video content. So that really just hit home for me. She was actively searching other people, but found my reviews and looked through them and was like, nope, this is the person I want to work with, you know? So that was just like, wow, you know, we need to just keep ramping this up.
Yeah, that's powerful. And I think, and I will challenge you, like do more of that, right? Like, so do more pushing of Google My Business. And I like that you mentioned, you know, you have, you know, previous customers that you do, but you know, also references of people talking about your character and all that stuff, the business in general and how it is to work with you. I was just in Idaho. We were staying in Driggs, but we were going back and forth between Montana, Wyoming and Southeast Idaho. And me and my wife one day went off on our own. We were on a family vacation. So me and my wife went off on our own to have our little date or whatever. And I was looking for a brewery or distillery for us to be able to visit because, you know, the vodka distilleries are really big out there because of the potatoes and everything. And so I was looking and I came across two breweries and one of them had two reviews that were 5 stars, but they had very little, they had one picture of the outside of the building. That was it. Very much, very like stripped down. Like there was nothing there for Google My Business for me able to be even to, you know, address and say like, this is actually a place I would visit. And then the other one that we actually did go to had like 500 reviews and some were like 3 stars or 4 stars. But then I read those and I was like, okay, their complaints weren't really like logical, but then they had their full menu. They had their website on there. They had a bunch of other stuff and tons of pictures. That's the one we went to. And that's what people really look at. And it's not just a standpoint of, you know, a physical location. This is also like, this is why it's Google My Business, not Google My Physical Business, right? Like it's the same concept. And people that are looking at Google My Business from your business standpoint, when it comes to, you know, should I sell my house to this company? Cause like you said, that person, they hit your ad and that's pretty awesome. They hit your ad and then they're like, well, I'm going to go look you up on Google My Business. And they did that. And the results that they found were good enough to be able to give you a call. So I think that's something that a lot of people miss out on because they don't want to be found or they don't want people to leave them bad reviews. Well, hey, here's a trick is if somebody leaves you a bad review, reply to them and show the people that, you know, are looking at this bad review and they see your reply that you can actually handle rebuttals or replies that are negative feedback and take care of that person, right? So don't just like tell them to F off, like actually take care of them.
Yeah.
So from a standpoint of like outside of Google My Business, what other results are you seeing from other marketing efforts that are feeding your website? You know, we were going into SEO just a little bit. So like kind of go into that a little bit more maybe.
Yeah. So we're really working on the SEO side. So learning and doing that stuff every day, but with Carrot, they have these content packs. So we adjust and manipulate those. So they're keyword rich and they're providing value. So we schedule those out and that helps us, you know, climb the ranks and we're starting to become, you know, on first page
So question, I want to hear this, and I don't mean to interrupt you, but I know lot of people have talked about, and then when I was at Carrot, I asked their team this. I've heard people say, well, if you have a Carrot website, don't adjust any of the content packs. You have to leave it as is because that's the way they want it. And then I talked to the Carrot team and they're like, no, we want you to change things because then you're just going to be the same as everybody else's website. So like, what are you doing to manipulate and change the actual the content that's on the website and still be able to bring those leads in without damaging like the potential results that you could get?
Yeah. So in terms of like the blog posts that we change, like we'll change, you know, like do create backlinks, add photos. So localize it to our market. So like when someone looks at it, like, oh, that's right in Rochester. I know where that is. And just making it so it's localized, creating backlinks, just, you know, tweaking some of the articles. And because to my knowledge, you want to change that and just, you know, make it your own and make it stand out and add photos. So like, you know, something simple, like when they're looking at your blogs, it just has a photo in there because the stock, you know, blog doesn't have that. So just doing little tweaks, you know, to schedule that out. And it's pretty simple and basic.
Yeah, for sure. So I think I like that you said, you know, keeping it local, because as we see kind of the expansion of like where businesses are going from a real estate standpoint, real estate investment business, you know, home buyers, there's a good handful of like corporate and iBuyers, people that have like nationwide presence and that kind of thing. I think especially with the demographic that we're going after when it comes to buying and selling houses, it's pretty straightforward and same across the country, right? People, I work with people in Phoenix and I work with people that are in North Carolina, Florida, California, and their results, like the actual demographic is almost kind of the same across the country. Now, some of the very specifics might differ, but when it comes down to it, most people are looking from that 55 age and up because of the nature of like, you know, being able to buy their house,
right?
Because they either own it outright or they are wanting to move past into another phase of life, or you know, all these other other reasons. And when it comes down to it, like the fact that you are staying local, people that are in that demographic very much appreciate that because that's how they grew up. They didn't grow up being able to just hop on a Southwest plane, pay up, you know, $150 and go across the country to visit something. And you know, that they stay local. People stay local in that age demographic. They don't like to go out and, you know, they're going to their local Walmarts on a very consistent basis. They know the greeters at Walmart. They know the cashiers, you know, they know the managers, and they're very local. So with you and your market, Chris, and then also everybody else that's listening, get as local as you possibly can. And the way you do that is exactly what Chris said, is like being relevant, where you're putting actual content out there. So the photos of maybe the downtown area or something like that, so that people look at that and say, hey, I know that that's Rochester. I know exactly where that is. I've you know, taken my family there or something like that. So I think that's a really good way to be able to stand out and establish yourself and not have to be lost in the mix with everybody else that's in your market. So we're going to wrap this up, man. I know this has been short, but this is how the shows go. They're short and sweet. But I do want to give you the chance to be able to give one more nugget. Maybe you have something that you've been trying as of late, or maybe something that you have tried before when you first started and you're not doing it anymore because it doesn't work. What are some things that you have done, just one thing from your marketing standpoint, that you can share with everybody to leave us on a good note?
Yeah, I'd say it's kind of along the same lines as just building that credibility. Like our site, like I'm from Rochester, so I'm really playing on, you know, I'm a Rochesterian. I care about the community, which I do. You know, I'm trying to help them out, you know, serve the community I live in. You know, I'm a member of Big Brother, Big Sister, so I have a testimonial from my little brother. You know, so just really giving them the inside scoop of like, okay, helping homes. Chris Lawrence is the owner. You know, he's a normal person just trying to help people out. Because I think when people think of investors, or, you know, we buy houses signs, they think of scam, or, you know, someone trying to take advantage of me. And I really use my wife and I as the photo just to build that family feel and just building. I think really it's that credibility and just, you know, knowing that if someone has a problem, you can help it. You can help solve their issue.
Yeah, for sure. So what did you say? It's Rochester. What's the
Rochesterian.
Rochesterian. You know,
yeah.
That's good. Yeah. See, yeah. So like these are the things we're talking about though, is that like, you said it like 20 seconds ago and I couldn't remember what it was. Like I was trying to hang on to it and then it just slipped away. Like but only people that are from Rochester will know that, right? So that's right. That's really powerful, and I think that's a good lesson right there. That right there is a good nugget. Like if you are if you have a very local term of what you call people that are in your market, then use that across your marketing as much as possible. So say it in your videos, put it in your articles, put it in your ads and all that stuff, the direct mail, and you'll get some really good results. Well, Chris, man, I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for sharing everything that you have. I know we had a little bit of a short time, but we will definitely have you back on again soon. I do want to give people the opportunity, if they do want to connect with you, whether they're in your market, maybe they just want to, you know, grab lunch or coffee or whatever, or if somebody's elsewhere and they just want to get a hold of you to learn more about what you got going on. What's the best way for somebody to contact you, whether it's phone, email, Facebook, or whatever it is that you want them to go to?
Yeah. So I'd say the best, I'm pretty active on social media. So Instagram. So Chris Flips Rock. So it's C-H-R-I-S Flips Rock, R-O-C. And send me a DM if you have any questions. I'd love to help get that helper's high and you know, abundance mentality. So love to help.
Yeah, sure thing. And we'll have that link below so you guys can go directly to his Instagram profile. Make sure you do that. Follow him. Don't just message him. Follow him and also show some love there. So Chris, thanks so much for being on, man. I appreciate you. And we will definitely have you back again soon.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Thank you so much for joining in and listening. If you haven't subscribed already, make sure you do. And then also make sure if you're on Apple Podcasts, head back over to the homepage of this show. Leave a 5-star review with your feedback. I would much appreciate that. And then also, if you haven't already, we have the REI marketing book that is coming out very soon. By the time the show goes out, it may actually be out, but you can go either pre-order it or purchase it once it's released at reimarketingbook.com. And it is going to be jam-packed full of nuggets and information about marketing, some of the top real estate investors in the country and what they're doing with their marketing. And you're going to get that. All I'm doing is charging for shipping, guys, just so I can cover the cost of shipping, but you get it for free. Yes, this is a marketing technique, so don't judge me there. I know other people that are doing that, but once again, REI Marketing Book is where you can get that at. Thank you so much for joining in and listening today, and we'll catch you guys on the next one. See you later.